Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sexy time.
It's a sexy time. Sexy time. It's a sexy time.
It's that time. It's that time. This is a tough transition because we're going to talk to Susie Jones about the Ilhan Omar Rashida Tlaib press conference. But you know what? Getting a little hot and bothered here on the show.
This could be awkward, though, if we ask Susie to talk about sex.
A little bit.
And we ask Lori Watson to talk about travel restrictions to Israel. That could be a mess.
It could be a little confusing. Yeah. But again, we're hoping that that won't happen.
Yeah.
Joining us, as she does almost weekly at this point, Lori, because clearly we got lots of questions, certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Hey, Lori.
Hello. So it sounds like tonight is the perfect time for sex, given your weather.
Oh, you
really?
Go. She's paying attention.
Is there a weather component to this, Lori?
There is in my mind. Beautiful evenings mean beautiful sex, right?
Wait a second. I think you're onto something. When the dew point goes down, lower humidity, does that mean more people are in the mood? I mean, as opposed to the really hot, sweaty days?
That's right. Absolutely. You know, summertime, we think it's like no clothes and barbecues and having so much fun outside, but turns out you get mosquito bites and you're tired and exhausted and
sweaty.
That's all you want. Right, yeah.
Right.
Sweaty. Ooh, ick, right?
I'm writing all this down.
So that's good. We can cozy up with the rain outside. It'll be a little dark. That's a great idea. I'm planting the seed.
That's right. So we want to talk about today, right, how people get to have sex during their favorite time of the day. Because it always turns out that a morning person seems to be married to an evening person. You know, one says, I want it at night, and the other says, I want it in the morning. You know what I don't get, though, is why don't they just have it at noon? Why don't they find a way to just have sex when it's, you know,
many times they're working, and the boss may have a problem with that, but I don't know. But
come on, Paul, there's Saturdays and Sundays at least.
But, Lori, this whole notion that guys have a favorite time, isn't it all the time?
That's true. There is truth to that because of their testosterone. But actually, you know, it spikes for them in the morning. And in the morning, their testosterone can be 25 to 50% more than during the other parts of the day, and it really causes them to have a huge appetite as well as giving them erections in the morning. So they're, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Is that why they call it a quickie in the morning? You're ready to go, and then
absolutely.
There you go. You get out of bed, shower, go to work.
And there's an advantage, right, to first thing. I have never seen this before. How do you say it? Is it, the feeling of wellness that you have during the entire day, right?
Yes.
What is that called?
I think that there's actually a hormone that gets released, a couple of them, oxytocin and vasopressin, which gives you this sense of attachment all day long. So that's, you know, if you're not a morning person, that's one way to think about it. Like, we'll be connected. We'll be more connected all day long if we start the day out this way.
That's
and it's like going for a run. It's like exercise. You know, it starts your day off with a little blood pumping.
Girlfriend, you are on my team.
Honey, that's right. That's right. Put you in a good mood, right? Even if you're not a morning person, it's kind of like coffee. I mean, you need the coffee, but this is a good way to start.
Coffee first, But you know what?
I'm with you.
Women often don't like sex in the morning because they're more sensitive to smells and the morning breathing and sweat from the night. They're just like, ugh. And they want to get up and get their list done. And, you know, they often like it more in the evening because the list is done. You know, they can relax then, whereas the day is waiting and all their things to do are calling them.
It seems like, Lori, there's always a little bit of an excuse. As much as we all say we love sex and we all want to have more sex, and I think in our hearts we do, at the end of the day, man, I'm tired.
People are stressed.
We're tired.
Want to relax.
And we just want to collapse.
Yeah.
And then again, in the morning, all of a sudden you're in work mode. I mean, I can see where we just never get the job done because everybody does have, albeit a bad one, an excuse for that time. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you have to literally like make a plan for?
You know, I really think so. And I think you're onto something that when couples can't get it together because they say, I'm a morning person, they're a night person or whatever, It's really part and parcel of an excuse or a way that they're distancing themselves from each other sexually. So, because the truth is there is always time to have sex. When couples come in and tell me, we were so busy, this, that, and the other happened, and I think, you know what, I can count 6 times in your week that you could have had sex. Just saying it. But if, we want to take advantage of hormones and things that do happen naturally, maybe we can help people resolve this by giving them a few pointers about how to get to the person who likes morning sex or get to the person who wants nighttime sex and maybe talk them into it a little bit easier.
Yes, Lori, but how do you set aside 2, 3, 4 hours?
Oh, my, the confidence.
Every morning?
Yeah.
Every morning.
I just had to say that.
Oh, please.
I don't believe it. That's fake news,
your wife,
Paul.
Your wife's listening. She's going to call in and shut that down.
Right.
That's Saturday only.
Well,
Saturday only.
In my mind, it was 2 hours.
No, so you do kind of, like you say, you have to talk each other into it or make a plan. Like if it's that night, you don't start at night, right? You start earlier in the day getting each other ready for it.
Right, exactly. If you're a nighttime person, one of the ways you can really help your partner get ready is build anticipation. Send them a text, tell them, hey, I got a surprise for you this evening or something. And especially for women, that emotional connection is often just even more powerful than the rise in testosterone. Mm-hmm. So, having her feel connected, especially given that you remember her during the day, during your work day. If I were a guy and my wife said, she thinks I just forget about her when I'm at work, I would program into my phone little moments that just send her a text or a quick phone call at work or just, hey, I'm thinking of you, because that tells her that you keep her in mind. And that's what women are often asking for. I don't need a whole long conversation. I just need to know that he thinks about me more than when he comes home and wants to, stop, drop, and roll.
I get it.
Okay. Lori, you also said exercise for 30 to 40 minutes together. Resistance and endurance exercise builds a slight increase in testosterone. What really caught my eye was watch competitive sports together. Last night we were cheering on the Vikings. You're saying that can help?
You know what? Watching competitive sports actually raises a man's feeling of aggression and raises his testosterone, and her too. Especially if she's a sports fan. This is really, right?
Sure.
Watch the Vikings together.
Sure.
And then have sex.
And then you're getting up, you're high-fiving each other, you're hugging each other if it's going well. Hopefully, you don't get blown out. But I totally see that. It's euphoric when your team is winning.
Sure.
Yeah,
So watching, listening to the Twins on CCO Radio is a form of foreplay. Is that what you're saying?
Not quite foreplay. Yeah. You're stretching it, man.
Well, we're going to market it that way. Yeah. I think we can really sell that.
Well,
yeah.
But
it is a way to get in the mood to just as exercise essentially makes arousal easier. So does this kind of aggression that happens when we watch competitive sports. It makes the
world
easier. Yeah.
I just want to recap for everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Lori Watson. She's our certified sex therapist. And she said, if you're a morning person and you're married to a night person, sex person, you have to make arrangements with each other to get what you need and give what you need. So if you're married to a morning person, you say, focus on the benefits that,
right.
That you're going to get a good feeling all day if you start off the day having sex. She says, start slow and lay on the compliments, snuggle up as the sun is rising, and go to bed earlier so you both are a little more awake in the morning and ready to go.
Sleep actually raises testosterone in both genders. So if you don't get enough sleep, you're just slightly off.
Yeah, that's right.
And don't forget the coffee, though.
Yeah, don't touch me if I'm too tired.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't touch me.
If you're married to a nighttime person, she says watch competitive sports together or listen to them on the radio, which I totally agree. Building anticipation. You can sex throughout the day to your husband, not to your boss. Send messages, nice messages throughout the day. And then exercise for 30 to 40 minutes together. It raises testosterone, and I'm always much more serene.
So teeing it up in advance, having these little messages, text messages during the day, as opposed to spontaneity, hey, here, I'm home, here we go, let's go.
Yeah, right.
Especially with women, that seems to help, Lori?
Yeah, oftentimes, and I'm sure you're saying that facetiously, of course it helps. Because, for women, this sometimes it can feel like their partner is just all about sex instead of all about them. So you want to have some time. And, you know, I'm actually married to a man who likes to have a glass of wine beforehand. I mean, he really likes that connection. So it's not just gender-specific. Some men as well, they want that period of connection first before they hop into bed.
Lori, you're the best, and we so value your openness with us and your expertise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us again the website and the podcast.
Okay, so my podcast is Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere you find podcasts. And my website is awakenloveandsex.com.
We'll talk to Lori about sex next week.
Because everybody can do it better. Right?
That's
not her tagline. It's not her tagline.
Morning and night, right?
That's right. Lori, you are the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you guys.
All right. Sorry. See you next Monday.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings. Yes. That's right. And twins. We will be back. We're going to talk with Susie Jones. The press conference wrapped up. She will tell us what she heard and get you some sound from Ilhan Omar next.
Denying visit to duly elected members of Congress is not consistent with being an ally. And denying millions of people freedom of movement or expression or self-determination is not consistent with being a democracy.
That is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar today at a press conference right here in Minneapolis. She was joined by Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Sue, you can turn down that sound. We will play a little bit more. Oh, but Susie is over at the press conference, and that's who I'm hearing in our ear. Susie, we didn't get to listen to the whole thing live. You did. What is your reaction? What did you learn today?
Well, I don't think that we learned anything new particularly, but this is the first time that Representative Ilhan Omar has spoken about it. And she, of course, and Rashida Tlaib spoke together here in St. Paul in the press conference room at the basement of the state capitol. They both are calling on other members of Congress to visit Israel. As you know, last week, Israel blocked the two women from a planned trip to that country over their support for a Palestinian-led boycott movement. And at this news conference today, she said that she and Tlaib are being prevented from carrying out what she called her duty as a member of Congress. She wants her colleagues to meet with people there, just like they were planning to meet people there and see the things they were going to see, hear those stories. She also said, Jordana and Paul, that President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cannot succeed in hiding the cruel reality of the occupation from us. So it was emotional. Representative Tlaib of Michigan spoke about recently, as you know, she was granted access to Israel to visit her grandmother in Palestine. But she declined and spoke about how emotional it was for her to share that news with her family and said she wouldn't go on terms that had conditions. And I'm not sure if Susan has another cut of her or not, but she did get quite emotional.
Yeah, we have a cut of Rashida Tlaib talking about, I guess, the past time she's visited. Let's listen in on that.
As a young girl living in Palestine, this is my grandparents and extended family. I watched as my mother had to go to dehumanizing checkpoints, even though she was a United States citizen and proud American.
So is she alleging that there would be dehumanizing checkpoints when she goes as a U.S. congressperson because she was invited to go visit her grandmother?
No, I think that there was a lot of sharing about what it is like for someone to go there and experience those checkpoints. So there was another woman there from Minnesota. There were three. There was two Jewish women, actually three. One of them married a Palestinian, and that woman talked about once she arrived as a Jewish woman, she was treated finely, and then once she married the Palestinian man, she said she was in a 5-hour interrogation and she was treated poorly. But I think their point is that they would just like people to go and to see what's happening with the occupation and
did anybody
how
ask
people
Rashida
are treated.
Why she decided not to go and visit when they said she could come? She just couldn't talk about BDS, the anti-Semitic movement that is illegal in, or to promote in the United States. Did anybody ask Rashida why she wasn't going now that she's been granted access?
She did say it was because of conditions that her grandmother would have rather she not gone and been constrained rather than go. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, so and I just want to make it clear that the condition that she was going under was that she not promote the boycott, divest, sanction movement. That's the one condition, because it is illegal to go to Israel and promote that movement. So that was the only condition that she was not supposed to go on. Right. So, again, that's a law in Israel from 2017 before her time. So I was just curious to know what, if there were, you know, what else she said about that, because that was the only condition.
Yeah, I think that it was just emotional for her, the whole thing, obviously, as you heard her comment about watching checkpoints, that I think if you're the person who's under scrutiny, it's harder to, well, obviously, it's hard to be in any area when you're not, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure,
when
of
you're
course, yeah.
Yeah, under scrutiny. But I mean, it was emotional. It was divisive. I mean, there were a lot of people there. It was packed. A lot of Republicans in the background. A lot of other legislators were there. A lot of police, a lot of sheriffs. She came in. She was about 20 minutes late and then left pretty quickly. Took three questions.
What were the any of them about the 5th District?
Well, they were. Mary Hitler-Hammer of Twin Cities Public Television asked what the reaction was in her district, and she said that it's been supportive and that people have condemned and the decision to not let her in. That was the support that she had around her. I'm sure there are other opinions as well, obviously, but you know, she's an interesting person, Ilhan Omar, because she's not available to the press very much.
Well, she's not available to me. I'm a constituent of hers, too, and I have asked her to come on this show many times, and I'm disappointed that she hasn't. As a constituent, really. Yeah, and even when I send her letters, I just get form letters back. So, I just didn't know she addressed any other issues about the 5th instead of just talking about this situation with Israel.
Not particularly, no. It was mostly just this issue.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, I hope I've been a little more explanatory than I sound. But,
you did a great job. I just have a lot of questions, Susie. I wish I was there, and I wish they were taking more questions, because I'm not the only one who's got
I mean, I'm curious from you, Jordana, as a Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the whole story?
I know we're running late, and just briefly, Susie, and I've said this many times on this show already, that I completely disagree with Israel's decision not to allow Ilhan Omar in. I think they absolutely have nothing to hide, and all Congress people go. They should absolutely go, but when you go, you can't go with an agenda. You have to go with an open mind, and you have to see both sides. As other Congress people have been allowed into the Palestinian territories, into the West Bank, into the Gaza Strip, she should be allowed everywhere, and she should ask questions, and I completely disagree with the decision to not allow her in.
Very well said.
Thank you for all of your reporting, and Susie, I hope we're going to have you back on maybe in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
You're the best.
Israel. And we talked about this last week. Thank you, Susie, by the way. Mm-hmm. Israel's the only democracy in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Are they really threatened by anything that Ilhan Omar
or
Rashida Tlaib says?
There's always protests in Israel. Everyone's yelling at each other. Jews in general, we disagree all the time.
Freedom of speech to
Your
some degree in Israel,
one of
right?
The many disagreements.
Right.
Yeah, bring it on.
Nobody agrees with anything.
That's right.
So I think Israel would survive
a road trip. That's right.
With Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib.
I don't think
it would bring down Israel.
It'd be just fine.
Yeah.
Just fine. It's also 4:34. I am sorry that we're late. We got to go, and we will be back with the news in a moment. All right, taking a whole different tact right about now. Paul, you have something to entertain us with?
I do, and I debate bringing this up with our audience because it troubled me to no end.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there's new research by underwear manufacturer Tommy John.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people in the United States, about 45%, do not change their underwear daily.
Come on, that's not real.
I'm hoping this is fake news,
no.
But I suspect that there's more than a glimmer of truth. 13% of people interviewed confess to wearing the same pair of knickers for an entire week. Men are 2.5 times.
An entire week?
Yeah.
That's not real. That's fake news.
I pray to God.
I can't believe it.
Men are 2.5 times more likely to wear the same pair of pants for 7 days or more. Again, this is 1,000 Americans interviewed, and the research also revealed that people feel a strong sense of loyalty What, to their underwear.
To worn underwear? To used underwear? I don't.
46% of participants admitted that they owned the same underwear for a year or more. I see nothing wrong with that, but apparently Tommy John and other underwear manufacturers advise customers to throw out their old underwear and buy new pants every 6 months to 1 year. That's because underwear collects bacteria that can result in nasty infections in the long run.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Can we be done with that segment?
This is a public service announcement.
Yeah, can we be done with that?
Change your underwear frequently and toss it out and buy new underwear. Doesn't have to be Tommy John.
Oh.
Sorry, ladies. Dwayne The Rock Johnson revealed Monday morning on Instagram that he and his longtime girlfriend, singer Lauren Hashian, tied the knot Sunday in Hawaii. Isn't that sweet? We do, August 18th, 2019. And then he wrote a Hawaiian word that means blessed. I think it's pronounced pomaka, pomakia, something like that. It's Hawaiian. It means blessed. Now, the two of them have two children together, Jasmine 3 and Tiana 1. Johnson also has an 18-year-old daughter from a previous marriage. He says, I was so fortunate to have fallen in love once, to fall in love again. That's a hard thing to do. I'm one lucky son of a bleep. But isn't that sweet? I mean, we all love The Rock. I do love The Rock. I go to any movie that The Rock is in just for the eye candy.
Just, you don't listen to the actual dialogue?
I mean, sometimes
dialogue.
I do. He's in Moana. And
you objectify him?
Kind of.
Is
and
that
I,
it?
I do, and I'm sorry that I do, but he's making money off of
Women
me.
Women do that
but
too, huh?
Ladies, he's off the market. Yeah, they do. He's off the market. The Rock. Mazel tov to the happy couple.
Good for you, Rock. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not sure how this happens, but it happened. A South Dakota mother was shocked to find the painful kidney stones she had been experiencing was actually her going into labor.
Come on.
And the surprise birth of, wait for it.
Come on.
Triplets.
See, how does that happen? Is this woman like 700 pounds?
I didn't see a photo and I did not ask her.
You cannot have
her phone
a
number was not
triplet birth.
Danette Giltz, already a mother of two, said she was rushed to the hospital on August 10th because of pain. I figured it was kidney stones because I went through that before, not realizing that she was 34 weeks pregnant.
How do you not know?
A doctor told her she was going into labor, that she should expect to have a newborn set of twins. Even the doctors messed it up at first. Apparently, there were three of them.
You can't not know.
The babies, two girls and a boy named Gypsy, Nikki, and Blaze. Sounds like a bad rock band, doesn't it? Gypsy, Nikki, and Blaze.
I just don't get it. You just don't have your period for 9 months, and you think, oh, that's funny. I'm just not happy. Come on, people.
I don't know. Maybe
you gain 70 pounds in 9 months, and you think, oh, that's just that. It was triplets, Susan. Can you imagine? Yeah, it was triplets, right? And you're like, oh, that's just too much Snickers. I mean, come on,
she was watching. Maybe she was watching a lot of cable TV.
What's wrong with you?
A lot of the Hallmark Channel. These babies born 4 minutes apart, and each weighed 4 pounds.
That's a good study. Well, I mean, that's enough for triplets.
So
viable.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus, people. Check in with your uterus once in a while. You know the doll Pennywise or the clown Pennywise from It, from the Stephen King books?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you the picture. I'll show it on Facebook Live. We're watching on Facebook Live.
Yeah,
see
nasty.
These stuffed Pennywise dolls apparently are falling from the sky. Yeah, a woman in Harrington Park, New Jersey, was relaxing on a Saturday afternoon when an unidentified object landed in her backyard.
Ooh.
The object sailed through the air, somehow not hitting any of the trees in the surrounding yards. She went to inspect it. It was the face of Pennywise, the murderous clown that lives off of fear, of course. Okay? It was a plush toy. The tag was frayed off. It had markings on its forehead, like it looks like a Q, an A, a T, like some weird, bizarre lettering on its forehead. She says, I turned it over, jumped back, dropped the whole thing, and yelled for her boyfriend. And they were so frightened and disturbed by it, they burned it. Just popped it right in the fire pit and were like, we're done with this. Just burned the thing up, and that's it. So if you see a Pennywise falling into your backyard, I mean, I don't know that it's a bad omen. But
it's time to move. Yeah. I think I would call John Schuster and put my house on
that's
the market.
Good advice.
Help us. All right, let's quit here. We
really?
Got Mike
it?
Max. We got Mikey
so
Max.
Many other good ones. I have more mysterious dolls in Missouri that are appearing.
Save them. Save it.
Come on.
Save it till tomorrow.
All right, I'll save it for
It'll
tomorrow.
Keep. Paul and Jordana, Susan Blanche running the board. The Twins Report brought to you by Giants Ridge Golf. Mikey Max, Uncle Mike. Boy, the Twins look good. Four-game sweep of Texas.
We needed it.
I am just back from the Twins clubhouse, and I come bearing some more good news.
Oh, please hit us.
Nelson Cruz back in the lineup. Just
nice.
Visited with him.
He's, that's great.
Had the 10-day DL, and this tendon kind of broke, fractured, whatever you want to call it, and that made him feel better. It took the tension away, and he said it was like a miracle. That's the only way I can explain it.
Wow.
He says, but I feel really good, and he's back in the lineup tonight. I had a nice visit with him, and so the rich keep getting richer as they take on Chicago White Sox, yep, and the Detroit Tigers. This is an easy schedule to make some hay on, mm-hmm, and put some distance between you and the Cleveland Indians. So all is good in Twinsland right now.
And again, pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 7:10, final pitch with Henry Lake afterward, and that's why Mikey will not be on the air tonight. You've had a light schedule here at radio when you're not.
Yes, I have. Thank you. Yes. Although, no, that's not really true because every Sunday I work with Sid.
Oh, that's the heavy lifting
all
right there.
Good point.
That's the
good
heavy
point.
Lifting right there. Yep. We heard your report, of course, from Vikings training camp. They won this weekend. What's new in that world?
Well, today they're off, so you even if you want. But I would think that they came away last night in their assessment. They'd say, okay, we tried the new kicker punter out. He looked like he did some things. We got to figure out how to use him. They stayed stubborn to the run, something Mike Zimmer is completely committed to, that we're going to keep running the football, and it worked, where they get stopped, and then they'd break one free or get enough yardage that he was satisfied with that. Kyle Sloter played well. If you're looking for guys on the rise,
absolutely,
they picked him up last year. Brandon Zylstra played well. Again, local kid, had five catches last night. He's kind of vying for a spot in the receiver rotation there. I would think they came away really satisfied for a second game. And the most important thing is nobody got hurt. And you go in feeling pretty good about that right now.
What else are you covering tonight for TV?
You know what? I'm going to go the Twins, mm-hmm, the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Gopher Volleyball started today. That's the thing I was thinking of. Yeah, they got a great team. And they had last year they almost made it to the Final Four. So they started again today. But they put air conditioning in their pavilion because last year the crowds were so big. And when it got warm in the fall, they had to call one match off because it was so warm. So you hearing me? That's what you call a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have.
I hear the music playing.
That's okay.
We don't hear any music, Mike, sadly. But thank you, Mr. Max.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right. It's great news about Nelson Cruz. When we come back, the top three trending stories, that's next on CCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.